on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. I'm Chris Bryan. Austin Price over there looking at the weather numbers changing by the minute. We thought the worst of the weather this weekend was going to be happening on Sunday. Not so true. Don't get so fast here. It's now moving to Monday. Austin's all over it. He'll give you an update here in just a minute. And he's deciphering all that information as we speak.
Absolutely. I am on this like white on rice.
As Granny said of the Beverly Hillbillies, he's ciphering today.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay, let's do the top three trending stories, if you don't mind.
Here's today's top three story.
The new retro Pensacola welcome sign is finding its perch at the landing to the 3 Mile Bridge. It's right there where Gregory and Bayfront split. New sign's going to greet 100,000 drivers a day who enter the city of Pensacola via the bridge. City of Pensacola also has selected a demolition company to remove the old Baptist Hospital. Now, we wait for the price. That will come on Tuesday. A selection committee tapped L.M. Sessler Wrecking and Excavating as the top-ranked firm Thursday. And Escambia County might be in the market to team up with the City of Pensacola and other organizations to renovate and possibly expand the Bay Center. Mayor Reeves confirms the need for a master plan targeting the center and nearby properties. We're talking about the Grand Hotel or Tech Park before engaging on a multi-million dollar project that will be a long-term investment.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi warning gang members to self-deport following the arrests of three alleged members of the MS-13 gang in Florida. Federal prosecutors announced they've arrested what they say are three violent gang members who are connected to four murder cases in the Sunshine State. Bondi says the suspects were in the country illegally and that more arrests are coming. And after telling them to self-deport, she warned them that they're coming for you.
And Eben Brown on top of this story this afternoon.
The Cold Case Homicide Unit at the Broward County, Florida Sheriff's Office, working with the FBI and the U.S. Border Patrol, now have nine suspects in custody accused of four murders near Fort Lauderdale going back to 2014. And those nine people are also alleged to be connected to the Salvadorian gang known as MS-13, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
We don't care how long ago you committed the crime. We don't care where you go. We will find you. We will arrest you.
One identified victim, Joel Canizales Lara, went missing in 2014. His body was located in 2021. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And immigration advocates holding a vigil Sunday night in Doral to support Venezuelans facing deportation. Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar says the hardworking, honest people who fled their homeland because of the economic and humanitarian crisis deserve better. A judge has temporarily blocked the cancellation of temporary protected status for Venezuelans, but many are worried that they're just one court decision away from losing it, as President Trump has appealed the ruling and is actively working to eliminate it.
513, News Radio 92.3. A park near Cape Canaveral, Florida, is getting some funds from the federal government to help with restoration efforts. Well, down there at Florida's Orlando 35, here's Esther Bauer.
Scobie Park made the cut in a $10 million Indian River Lagoon restoration project from NOAA. Mayor of Titusville says work in Scobie will stabilize the shoreline and stop erosion by breaking waves up with rocks. They're also working to keep toxins from ever reaching the water. The Brevard Zoo will work with citizen volunteers to plant mangroves, sand cord grass, and other native greenery to create a living shoreline. The money from NOAA is also being used to restore seagrass and help oyster and clam reefs grow to keep cleaning up the Indian River Lagoon.
And a newly proposed tax package is making its way through the Florida legislature. The House just passed a bill that would cut the state sales tax from 6% to 5.25%. The plan does not include sales tax holidays. Representative Wyman Dugan believes the cut will provide immediate relief to all Floridians.
Okay, we were talking about typical days. Remember I told you about on Thursday, President Trump had his issue with the helicopter and the flat tire.
Yeah.
Well, Friday was a pretty unraveling day today as a United Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing. The flight from Key West to Newark was forced to make an emergency landing at Dulles International in Washington after the crew reported a fire in the cabin. The Boeing 737 landed safely. Nobody was injured. United says the diversion was prompted by smoke coming from the galley oven.
Mm. Wow, my goodness.
It wasn't a typical Friday.
Traffic and weather together on the 5s.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we don't have too much going on. Had some backups on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound passing Dog Track Road, but that has cleared out. Still have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And some maybe usual afternoon congestion on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees today. Saturday and Sunday are going to have highs of 79. There will be a high surf advisory. And on Sunday, we're going to see those rain chances start coming in at the start of your next work week.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, the market fallout from the Trump tariffs continues. And here's Jerry Willis from NYC.
It was those Trump tariffs sparking a strong response from China this morning. They announced a 34% retaliatory tariff that originally today sent stocks lower for a second trading day. The Dow Industrials entered correction territory, falling 10% below its high. The Nasdaq entered a bear market. That's a retrenchment of 20%. The tech-heavy index suffering its worst week since 2020. Among today's losers, Apple, Tesla, Boeing. But interestingly here, Nike, which was a big loser yesterday, turning around after Donald Trump announced that Vietnam, a key supplier to the footwear maker, could negotiate an end to the 46% tariffs he had announced Wednesday for the Southeast Asian nation.
And the National Weather Service has a deadly storm system stalling and could cause life-threatening floods from the Ohio Valley down to Louisiana and Texas this weekend. Arkansas, Missouri, and Tennessee are recovering from devastating tornadoes from the past day or two. The storm system has claimed at least 8 lives and more than a dozen people have been injured.
Okay, doing the house buying or house selling effort? Well, mortgage rates lower today, well below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.63%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.05%. And there's a mixed report out today on the job market. Jenny Casala has the report.
Job creation was stronger than expected in March. There were 228,000 new jobs created. Economists were predicting 135,000. It's a sign that job growth was strong heading into April's tariffs and uncertainty. The increase in hiring was concentrated in companies that tend to see business pick up in warmer weather. The significant federal DOGE cuts have still not been showing up in reports, though federal employment did decline in March. The unemployment rate rose to 4.2%. from 4.1 in February, and previous job growth was revised lower. January and February jobs created were decreased by a total of 48,000. Jenny Casala, Fox News.
And we had heard Jerry Willis mention this in passing just a few minutes ago, but some more details on it here. President Trump says the General Secretary of Vietnam's Communist Party wants to cut their tariffs down to zero. In a Truth Social post, Trump said that he had a productive call with Tho Lim today. The president said the Vietnamese leader wants to make an agreement with the U.S., and Trump said that he thanked them on behalf of the U.S. and is looking forward to meeting him in the future.
It was an amazing midday today, and the reason being a private space flight returned safely to Earth after nearly 4 days in orbit. Evan Brown has more from the Cape.
Bitcoin investor Chun Wang took himself and three others to space for 3.5 days, chartering a SpaceX Dragon capsule. The mission, called From 2, safely splashed down into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Southern California.
Welcome home, From 2.
As heard on SpaceX's live stream.
Copy, Stable 1. We see main chutes cut on behalf of SpaceX. Welcome home.
The flight originated from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida and was the first human space flight to circle the Earth pole to pole. The crew published pictures and video on social media of the polar ice caps. Evan Brown, Fox News.
519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we make it a deeper dive on some national notes, but also some business headlines for you as we lead you into the Fox News break. Coming up in just a few minutes here.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, it's Gambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flags Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Chris and Austin.
Bar 23, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, and leading you into a weekend. We appreciate the ride home this afternoon. Thanks for having us on. Move over, Starlink. Jeff Bezos wants to share the internet in orbit. Evan Brown has a new story on this one.
Elon Musk's SpaceX has been delighting many across the planet with its Starlink, a constellation of mini satellites it's been launching into low Earth orbit, capable of providing high-speed internet to people on the ground. He's about to get competition, though, from Amazon. The Jeff Bezos company will be launching the first round of their own internet satellites called Kuiper from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. That first launch on April 9th will aim to set 27 of the orbiting devices into the sky. Eventually, they'll place more than 3,200. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And also wanted to touch on this one here. Harvard University in danger of losing federal funding after the Trump administration presented a list of demands to the Ivy League school. Wanted to touch on this one because you've probably heard something similar to this already in the news. Demands include closing DEI programs as well as setting forth rules on student protests and reforming hiring practices. The White House recently issued similar demands to fellow Ivy League school Columbia.
Underscoring the massive scale of Americans' medical debt problems, a nonprofit, Undue Medical Debt, struck a deal to pay off $30 billion worth of unpaid bills for an estimated 20 million people. The deal will protect millions of people from being targeted by collectors. Resident of Florida's, who has the accounts, really represents about half of the debts being retired. Right here in the state.
Yeah. And the Department of Education warning that public K-12 schools could lose federal funds unless they comply with orders to eliminate DEI. The department has sent letters to state education commissioners warning that DEI programs are discriminatory and a violation of federal statutes. The letters singled out funding given to local school districts under Title I of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act.
Okay, the Trump administration set to withhold federal funds from public schools that have DEI programs. Title I funding would be threatened if schools failed to follow its interpretation of civil rights laws. Any violation of civil rights laws with the use of DEI programs to advance one's race over another is just not permissible.
Yeah, I mean, and you do. You really got to spell it out for them, I guess.
Lay it on the line.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Not too much going on the roads here. Got some minor backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Last but not least, got some issues on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 71 tonight. We're going to have highs of 79 on both Saturday and Sunday with rainfall starting to creep in on the latter.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, new tariffs on nearly every import into the U.S. Risk inflation and slower growth. The Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warns folks things are going to get rocky. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump's tariff increases on trading partners are significantly larger than expected, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says, and will mean larger than expected impacts on the economy.
While tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation, it's also possible that the effects could be more persistent.
Powell suggests the Fed is unlikely to change its benchmark interest rate. President Trump says that would be a mistake. In a social media post, the president says this would be a perfect time to cut interest rates and says the Fed chair should stop playing politics. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And President Trump will not attend the dignified transfer of four American soldiers who died in a training exercise in Lithuania last week. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will attend instead at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. Trump will remain at his Mar-a-Lago property in Florida this weekend. And when asked about this, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt pointed to Hegseth attending instead. Vice President J.D. Vance will also not attend.
News Radio 92.3, 527, Friday afternoon. Thanks for having us on. Some U.S. shrimp producers are optimistic about President Trump's tariff plan. Lydia Hugh has more from Pascagoula.
American shrimpers are calling President Trump's tariffs a crucial lifeline for their industry. They'd like to be out year-round, but they can't. They say the numbers just don't add up. More than 90% of the shrimp that we eat in the United States is coming from overseas, and that means American shrimpers are forced to slash their prices, and they can't compete. Many are going out of business. The value of the shrimp caught by American shrimpers has fallen, in this case, by more than 45% in just a recent two-year period. And as those prices are falling, our imports from foreign countries are growing up to 1.6 billion pounds.
And a federal judge has ruled that FEMA withholding grants from Democratic-led states is in violation of a court order. U.S. District Judge John McConnell blocked the Trump administration from freezing federal grants as the state's lawsuit goes forward. He's now twice found the White House wasn't in compliance. The judge found the move is a covert attempt by the Trump administration to ensure that so-called sanctuary cities don't get federal funding.
Okay, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, has been awarded the prestigious Service to America Award. This is presented by the National Association of Broadcasters Leadership Foundation. This is for the 2024-2025 year. Kevin King Cat Country's operations director said this win was specifically selected due to the station's efforts participating in the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for Sacred Heart Children's Hospital. This is the fourth time Cat Country has received this award and will be presented at the NAB's 2025 Celebration of Service to America Gala. That comes up in June, and it will happen in Washington, D.C.
Wow, all right. And if you haven't noticed, it kind of feels like summertime across most of Florida. The state is bracing for very warm weather this weekend. Today's highs were gauged to reach the mid-80s near the East Coast, the low 90s along the West Coast, and around 90 degrees in between. Saturday and Sunday forecasts are expected to be even hotter. Forecasters calling for a cool down on Tuesday.
Okay, prices are increasing from $2 to $5 with better game odds in the Mega Millions jackpot. Mm. The new game debuts Tuesday, with sales starting on Saturday, April 5th. We're going to be rejoining you in about 7 minutes. Going to jump in and do some sports for you. This is News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great Friday afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. A tough day on Wall Street as global markets continue to take a big hit in response to President Trump's tariffs announcement.
The Dow Industrials entered correction territory, falling 10% below its high. The Nasdaq entered a bear market. That's a retrenchment of 20%.
Fox's Jerry Willis, the Dow falling 2,231 points, or 5.5%. And following deadly weather through portions of the South, Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg speaks to the press about cleanup efforts and measures being taken to combat anticipated flooding. Mayor Greenberg warning about flooding that is expected to come from the Ohio River.
23 feet above normal for the Ohio River. So just think of that. Add over two stories of your home of water to where the Ohio River normally is. And that's what we're expecting to happen between now and Wednesday.
At least 8 people have died from the storm so far. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Wall Street sell-off on the backs of global trade war fears and recession concerns continued during the final trading session of the week. The Dow lost more than 2,200 points, good enough for a 5.5% loss. The S&P 500 dropped 322, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was down nearly 6%. Cheap clothing and products from Shein and Temu and other Chinese online retailers could soon get more expensive. President Trump signing an executive order ending the de minimis loophole on shipments from China, an exemption that allowed shipments under $800 to enter the U.S. duty-free. Nintendo is delaying U.S. pre-orders of its highly anticipated Switch 2 console due to market uncertainty over those tariffs. Pre-orders were scheduled to start on April 9th, but the company has not announced a new date. U.S. crude oil futures for May are down nearly 7% above $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. What Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter have done together at Jackson State and then Colorado was absolutely sensational. Last year, to me, Shador was the MVP of the Colorado program, but Travis was the Buffalo's best player, and we know he won the Heisman Trophy. Now with Colorado's Pro Day in the books, I'm going to guess that Travis is the second pick of the draft going to the Cleveland Browns, and then I have Shador Sanders immediately following him going to the New York Football Giants with the third overall pick in the NFL draft. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, hon.
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online, no medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/sports. ethos.com/sports.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Get 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $29.99. In-store only. Limit supply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The Waves and Wonders Luxury Sales Event is happening Saturday, April 12th at Marine Max Pensacola. Experience luxury like never before. Join in an unforgettable day of complimentary cocktails, a pop-up menu handcrafted by a local chef, plus exclusive pricing on the finest yachts and boats in the market. From seasoned boating enthusiasts to first-time buyers, the Waves and Wonders Luxury Sales Event at Marine Max Pensacola has something for everyone. Saturday, April 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., 1901 Cypress Street.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. I miss Jimmy Buffett. I really do.
He's a pretty reliable choice for my bumper music.
Yeah, really. You can't go wrong there. And thanks for playing that song. Really good. Hey, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Friday afternoon. Go ahead and smile about that one. Let's go ahead and dump into the top three trending stories, because these stories coming up have a direct reference to tonight.
Here's today's top three story.
Here you go. Bands on the Blackwater returning to Milton this evening with the Bay Bridge Band. They'll be over at Jernigan's Landing. Curtain rises at 7 o'clock on this. Tate Aggie Softball Annual Strikeout Cancer Game is also tonight. The team has raised over $200,000 for the fight against cancer. Lady Aggies will host the West Florida Jaguars. Let me just explain this. 5 o'clock this afternoon, they're playing right now, the junior varsity team. Then the varsity takes to the field at 7. No advance ticket sales. Just get on over there. Admission is by donations only at the gate, for goodness sakes. And here's something pretty interesting. Florida's spring license-free freshwater fishing event is this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. Weather's improving. I'm telling you right now, it looks like the weather's pushing off more into Sunday night, into Monday. Florida residents and visitors can fish without having a license. All other rules and size limits apply.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All right, we kind of got some breaking news here. One of the best wide receivers in NFL history is announcing his retirement. Just moments ago, it started trending. Atlanta Falcons legend Julio Jones revealed he'd be ending his career after 13 seasons. In his announcement, the seven-time Pro Bowler thanked a multitude of teammates and coaches, and he spent most of his career playing with the Falcons, securing nearly 13,000 yards and 60 touchdowns. Chris, I told you this. It popped into my head right before we went live. I'm starting to think that the Tennessee Titans are cursed, and here's why. Julio Jones, when he really hit rock bottom or began to in his career, he was for the Tennessee Titans. DeAndre Hopkins, legendary wide receiver for the Texans, career went downhill when he went to Tennessee. He kind of fell out of the public light. Randy Moss, I believe, late in his career, played for the Titans. I think because of Kevin Dyson, Titans wide receiver, falling just short of the end zone, 1 yard short in Super Bowl 34, I think that set a curse for all legendary wide receivers that cross paths with the Titans. What do you think?
Come on, man.
I wish I could say I was joking, but people will tell you sports is a very superstitious game.
Yeah, it is. And love it. Hey, this kind of falls right into in terms of the sports genre here. Starting Monday, the FWC is offering free hunter safety internet completion courses in Molino, Cantonment, Jay, and Milton. Two-day events are designed to help students become safe, responsible, and knowledgeable hunters, and also learn about conservation. As I mentioned to you before, my oldest son, Tyler, went through that, and it was spectacular.
All right, and something that's not spectacular is police investigating a burglary involving another athlete's home. This time, it's the Seattle area home of Dodgers pitcher Blake Snell. Snell's home was broken into on March 26th, just a day before opening day at Dodger Stadium. No one was home at the time, and it's unclear what, if anything, was stolen. No arrests have been made in connection with the break-in.
Okay, the Yankees lead baseball with 22 home runs. Frank Lanza has more in this Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
The Bronx Bombers are living up to their nickname.
Driven out to right center field and deep. There it goes. See ya. His 500th extra base hit. His fifth home run of the year. And a 3-0 Yankee lead.
Aaron Judge launching another home run on the YES Network. The Yankees hit three more bombs in the game as they avoided being swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks with a 9-7 victory. Alex Bregman led his new team to a sweep of the Baltimore Orioles, the Red Sox winning 8-4. Bregman going 3-for-5 with three RBIs and his first home run with the Sox. The Astros beat the Twins 5-2, the Phillies over the Rockies 3-1. The Brewers shut out the Reds 1-0. Get this, the Reds have lost three straight games by that identical score, something that hasn't happened since the 1960 Phillies suffered such futility. In the NBA, it was a good night for the road teams. All six of them were winners. Giannis Antetokounmpo became the first player with 35 points, 17 rebounds, and 20 assists. With that historic triple-double, the Bucks beat the Sixers 126-113. Ja Morant's buzzer beater lifted the Grizzlies over the Heat 110-108. Steph Curry poured in 37 points as the Warriors beat LeBron, Luka, and the Lakers 123-116. Other winners, the Magic, the Trailblazers, and the Timberwolves. On the ice in the NHL, the Blues are on fire.
And Kyrou to the middle. Quick pass to Thomas. Shoots, and he scores! Thomas wins it! 11 straight ties a club record.
Robert Thomas with a game winner in overtime on the FanDuel Sports Network. The Blues beat the Penguins 5-4. Other winners include the Canadian Senators, Avalanche, Stars, Kings, Flames, Jets, and Oilers. And you can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And Alex Ovechkin will try to make NHL history tonight. He has 892 career goals, and he sits just three away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time league record. Ovechkin and the Caps are hosting the Chicago Blackhawks at Capital One Arena.
Yeah, we call that a hat trick. Maybe you can wrap this thing up here. San Antonio, center of the college basketball universe this weekend as the men's Final Four gets underway tomorrow. Here's Joe Morgan.
Cinderella didn't receive an invite to the dance this year. For just the second time in the history of the NCAA tournament, the Final Four consists of all four number one seeds. Since seeding began in 1979, only the 2008 Final Four had strictly one seeds. That championship was determined in San Antonio, as will the 2025 title. In Saturday's first matchup, Florida takes on top overall seed Auburn at 6:09 Eastern after the Gators staged a furious comeback against Texas Tech in the Elite Eight. To end the evening, Duke and Houston tip off at 8:49 as freshman sensation Cooper Flagg looks to lead his Blue Devils to within one win of a championship. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty, I want to give you a reminder about that men's tournament. Westwood One Sports coverage of the Big Dance is on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness throughout this entire basketball season.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Listen, we're talking racing here. It was a familiar name in Victory Lane at Martinsville last weekend. Joe Morgan has the latest in Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
On lap 126 of 400, Denny Hamlin grabbed the lead in the Cookout 400 at Martinsville Speedway. He never looked back.
The short track specialist from Chesterfield, Virginia, Denny Hamlin delivers. He comes off turn four and wins the Cookout 400 for his 55th career victory.
That was courtesy of FS1. Hamlin led 274 of the last 275 laps for his first win of the season and his first victory at Martinsville since 2015. It was Hamlin's 55th career NASCAR Cup Series win, tying him with Rusty Wallace for 11th most all-time. Christopher Bell, Bubba Wallace, Chase Elliott, and Kyle Larson rounded out the top five. For Wallace, he has placed third for the second race in a row and sits in eighth place in the Cup Series standings. NASCAR now heads to South Carolina for the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway. Brad Keselowski is the defending winner at the track, and race time is scheduled for 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on from what I can see. Still have some problems on North Davis Highway, though, traveling northbound towards I-10. As for the weather on the local scale, we're sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 71 this evening. Saturday is going to have high of 79. Sunday will have the same, but Sunday will also have those rain chances creeping in.
Yeah, late Sunday afternoon into Monday. Monday's going to be the killer day, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like it currently.
Okay, but this weather moving in, it's going to cause high-risk currents, double red flags. By the way, flying right now on Pensacola Beach, the Gulf is closed to swimming. Significant storm threats continue throughout parts of the U.S. as we enter into the weekend. Here's Janice Dean.
Another day of dangerous and potentially life-threatening weather for folks that live across the central U.S., the Mid-South, Ohio, Mississippi, and Tennessee River valleys. With strong to severe storms containing large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes, while catastrophic flooding is also a concern over the same areas. Meanwhile, moderate to heavy snow is falling over the Rockies, spreading into the high plains, and above average temperatures will break more records over the southeast. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And since you kind of brought in a national look, do want to kind of get some of the harder hitting nationwide stories here for you in these last few minutes before we go to break. The U.S. government being ordered to return a man mistakenly deported to El Salvador last month. The Trump administration has said it was an error when Abrego Garcia was deported to El Salvador after being arrested. The Salvadoran national was accused of being a member of MS-13. His attorneys denied that allegation, and in 2019 he was granted protected status. The judge ordered the government to return Garcia to the U.S. no later than 11:59 Monday night.
Okay, here's something you need to watch out for. The USPS is streamlining its networks, reducing work hours, and shutting down unessential facilities. The revamp is set in two waves. Now the initial launch phase now underway, followed by phase two, which will get underway on July 1st.
All righty. And, speaking of streamlining, because that's the key word here, the Trump administration says it's looking to streamline Title IX investigations as more cases come in. A Title IX investigations team is being formed through the Education Department and Department of Justice. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the government wants to protect women and women's sports.
Okay, those gathering and submitting petitions to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot will face a series of new requirements under House Bill 1205. Under the legislation, groups sponsoring a ballot initiative would be required to put up $1 million bond with the Division of Elections and face fines up to $50,000 if they hire somebody who is not a U.S. citizen to collect petitions for the proposal.
And Karen Reed asking the Supreme Court to toss out her second murder trial in Massachusetts. Reed is accused of killing her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, back in 2022. And she pleaded not guilty and claims other people are trying to frame her. Of course, we've been covering this. Her first trial last year ended in a mistrial due to a hung jury. But her lawyers say the jurors agreed unanimously that she was not guilty of two of the three more serious charges. Jury selection and her retrial is on its fourth day.
549. News Radio 92.3. The U.S. major stock index is not really reacting well to the tariffs imposed on U.S. trading partners. Howie Kurtz analyzes how the media is taking it all in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Well, you didn't need a crystal ball to figure out what was going to happen yesterday to the stock market a day after President Trump announced his sweeping and sky-high tariffs against countries around the world. The Dow futures were down 1,000 points. And when the market opened, it took about 30, 40 minutes for the market to go down more than 1,500 points, finishing the day at 1,400 points down. Now, almost all the media coverage was negative. The Economist saying the most profound, harmful, and unnecessary economic error in the modern era, saying that almost everything Trump said this week on history, economics, and the technicalities of trade was utterly diluted. Now, some were supporting the president, saying we need to put up with this short-term pain in order to make longer gain. But this is hitting people, including journalists, in the pocketbook where it hurts. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
All righty, 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get a couple health stories in there for you and maybe even some pop culture ones as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
June 15th is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Every year, millions of older adults suffer from abuse, neglect, or exploitation, often in silence. If you suspect elder abuse, report it. One call can make a difference. Contact your local area agency on aging at 1-800-963-5337 or visit elderaffairs.org. Let's protect our elders. See something, say something.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Brock. And if you've been wondering why everybody online is talking about Brock, well, we explained. It's pretty wild, frankly. Is the legislature in Tallahassee trying to take away all funds from local government so they can't do their operations? We talked about that with State Representative Alex Andrade. And why would the term March Madness need to go away? Well, I explained when I played a woke pastor in the Transgressors Memorial Service. Listen to all of this content on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, thought I forgot the hairspray today with all these big hair bands.
I'm sorry. My ears are still ringing. I was headbanging so hard.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, good news. The release date of the Nintendo Switch 2 has not been delayed yet, as they use that pause, yet. But the pre-order date has. And here's what we know at this point.
This is House Call for Health. Oral cancer is increasing at an alarming rate. Since the mid-2000s, rates for oral cavity and oropharyngeal cancer have been rising by 1% every year. And while tobacco, heavy alcohol use, and exposure to HPV typically increase the risk for mouth cancers, the growth in new cases doesn't seem to be linked to those factors. Experts speculate diet could play a role in the diagnoses. A recent study from the University of Washington reveals women who drank at least one sugary drink per day had a 5 times greater risk of developing oral cavity cancer than people who skipped those drinks. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
In a statement, Nintendo told Fox that pre-orders on the highly anticipated sequel console will no longer be on April 9th. blaming potential tariffs and evolving market conditions. In the statement, they didn't say if the price for the Switch 2 would be affected, announced at $449.99 for just the console and just under $500 for a console and their newest racer game, Mario Kart World, packed in. Nintendo is also utilizing their fan base to stymie scalpers. Pre-orders from the company only being allowed by players with 50 hours playtime on the original Switch console and who have purchased at least a 12-month Switch Online membership. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, not too much going on the roads from what I can see here. Do have some slight backups at the intersection of Nine Mile Road and Pine Forest Road. Same with North Davis Highway. That's going to be if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 71 this evening. Saturday and Sunday going to have highs in the high 70s, with Sunday having some rainfall creeping in.
Mega Millions, $43 million tonight, $20 million. That's your cash option heading out the door. They make the drawing at 10 p.m. As I always say, play wisely and good luck there. This is another sick individual. Austin, this is the only way to look at this. A man who police say had been stalking actress Scarlett Johansson has now been arrested for threatening to bomb Saturday Night Live. Gary Baumgarten has the details.
The New York Post reporting SNL was the target of the threat because Johansson's husband works there, 48-year-old Michael Joseph Branham, who the Post says has the word Scarlet tattooed with a heart on his chest, is charged with texting the threat to blow up a bomb in the SNL audience. His public defender attorney says it's possible a scammer could actually be behind the threat. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And comedian and actor Russell Brand is being charged with sexual assault and rape in London. Britain's Crown Prosecution Service announced the charges on Friday. They involve four different women with the alleged offenses happening between 1999 and 2005. Brand has previously denied allegations of sexual assault against him and said the relationships were consensual. The actor will appear in court in London on May 2nd. Yeah, man, I read this headline and I'm like, didn't Russell Brand already deal with something like this? And I'm like, I must be misremembering. No, he's got a history now, officially.
527, News Radio 92.3. Following this story pretty closely here this afternoon, it's starting to unravel. We will get to the bottom of it. As we know right now, though, a federal judge has ordered a Maryland man mistakenly sent to El Salvador on a deportation flight. He's got to be returned back to the U.S. now. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The Justice Department conceded an administrative error led to Kilmar Abrego Garcia's deportation last month to a notorious prison in El Salvador. A federal judge now says the Trump administration must arrange for his return to the U.S. Abrego Garcia was deported with other migrants accused of gang membership. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Abrego Garcia is a member of MS-13 and suspected of human trafficking. His attorney says there's been no evidence presented. And in 2019, an immigration judge granted Abrego Garcia deportation protection over concerns he could face persecution in El Salvador. Administration attorneys argue U.S. courts lack jurisdiction since Abrego Garcia is no longer in the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the Senate has confirmed Dr. Oz as administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The television personality was confirmed on a party line vote of 53-45. Oz now assumes a role that provides health insurance to roughly 160 million Americans.
Okay, just a quick reminder for you. Bands on the Blackwater returns to Milton tonight with the Bay Bridge Band. The curtain rises 7 o'clock over at Jernigan's Landing. Also, Tate Aggies softball's annual strikeout cancer game is also tonight. That team has raised over $200,000 for the fight against cancer. The Lady Aggies will host the West Florida Jags. Junior varsity going right now. They started at 5. At 7, the varsity takes over. There's no advance ticket sales. Admission is donations only at the game. And the commanders of U.S. European Command and U.S. Africa Command testified before the State and Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday. The biggest national security threat in their jurisdiction. You'll be surprised. Here's Kevin Urensky.
General Christopher Cavoli said in Europe, that remains Russia.
One that is willing to use military force to achieve its geopolitical goals and is today actively waging a campaign of destabilization across Europe and beyond.
General Michael Langley, the leader of U.S. Africa Command, said the threats on that continent are varied from
terrorists who take advantage of conditions in Africa to grow and export their ideology
to the U.S.'s biggest growing threat.
It is where the Chinese Communist Party actively works to change international rules-based order.
Each testified maintaining crucial relationships with our allies is key. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, the Pensacola Children's Chorus needs voices for the Pensacola Sing Spring season. This program is looking for 1st through 12th graders. Listen, no singing experience is necessary or required. If you'd like some more information, you can visit PensacolaSings.org/choirs or call 850-343-7760. Do that today.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.